Mike Bloomberg offers 60 million Latinos $15 per hour plus mass migration. By Neil Monroe on February 1, 2020. Michael Bloomberg is making a pitch for Latino votes with an offer of $15 per hour wages, but also a flood of new Latino migrants eager to compete for jobs, apartments, and K-12 desks in Latino communities. "I believe we can once again be a country that welcomes immigrants, values immigrants, respects immigrants, and empowers them to pursue the American dream," Bloomberg said in a January 30 tweet. The conflicting policy offer reflects shared goals of the Democrat Party's two main leadership factions, Bloomberg and other investors who are eager for imported consumers and workers, and progressives who are eager for imported pro-government voters. In contrast, President Donald Trump promised a low immigration, hire American policy on Inauguration Day, helping salaries rise for millions of blue-collar Americans, including Latinos. Unemployment rates for Latinos are now at a record low, and wages are at a record high. Half of the 21.5 million working Latinos earn above $712 a week, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The median wage for Latinos is almost $18 per hour. Bloomberg's pitch offered a combination of government-engineered higher wages, more social status, and more opportunities for voters' children. "Today, I'm releasing my plan to bring security and a new path forward to the 60 million Latinos who live in our country. Our path forward starts by improving economic security, by expanding the earned income tax credit, and by raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And we'll make sure Latino American families have health insurance. No one should ever be denied access to care. Just as pro-amnesty President George W. Bush did in 2002, Bloomberg is also promising to spur home ownership among Latinos. We will also increase home ownership in the Latino community by providing down payment assistance and increasing access to capital." But Bloomberg's pitch to 60 million Latinos, including at least 11 million illegal immigrants, reflects his willingness to characterize Latinos by their ethnic group instead of their American nationality. "We'll enact comprehensive immigration reform. We will create a path to legalization and citizenship for the 11 million people living in the shadows. We will get it done. A vast majority of American Latinos, and many Latino migrants, oppose mass migration because it will make it difficult for them to earn good wages, buy decent houses, and get a good education for their kids." But on his website, Bloomberg's Latino policy offers Mike's plan for Latinos in the U.S., El Paso Adelante. The path forward invests in Latino communities to boost prosperity and economic security. President Trump has vilified, dehumanized, and hurt the Latino community. As President, Mike Bloomberg will reverse that damage by addressing hate crimes and gun violence, closing the education, wealth, and health gap between Latinos and whites, and creating pathways to citizenship for millions of Latinos in the U.S. "Clear the naturalization backlog and create a path to citizenship for the 11 million undocumented immigrants." His plan will provide permanent protections for Dreamers and Temporary Protected Status (TPS) holders, shielding them from deportation and putting them on a pathway to citizenship. Additionally, the plan will expand immigration legal services. Bloomberg has long supported an economic policy of stimulating Wall Street with a flood of imported consumers, renters, and workers. That flood will expand sales, raise real estate prices, and flatline wages. Those changes would spike stock values and transfer more of the nation's new wealth and political power from family wage earners to elderly stockholders, such as Bloomberg, whose estimated wealth is $60 billion. The combination of a $15 minimum wage and the inflow of many healthy young migrants would also pressure U.S. employers to discard older, higher-paid Americans. If Bloomberg's investor-driven visions were enacted, employers would race to sideline many employees who are older, or disabled, or uneducated, or who earn higher wages. Like Bush, Bloomberg's policy is focused on the needs of investors and employers, not of American workers. "This country needs more immigrants and we should be out looking for immigrants," Bloomberg told the San Diego Union-Tribune on January 5. "For those who need an oboe player for a symphony, we want the best one. We need a striker for a soccer team, we want to get the best one. We want a farm worker, we want to get the best one. A computer programmer, we want to get the best one. So we should be out looking for more immigrants. We need an awful lot more immigrants rather than less. Bloomberg told reporters in November after he filed the paperwork needed to join the Democratic Party's primary in Arizona. We have to go out and actually try to recruit immigrants to come here. We need immigrants to take all the different kinds of jobs that the country needs. Improve our culture, our cuisine, our religion, our dialogue, and certainly improve our economy. Bloomberg's immigration plan says. The grandson of immigrants, Mike believes in the power of the American dream, says Bloomberg immigration agenda. It continues. Throughout his career, he has been a passionate advocate for welcoming immigrants and fixing the broken immigration system. Immigrants make our country stronger, and Mike is focused on reclaiming America's role as the beacon of freedom and opportunity for people from around the world. Mike formed the pro-immigration organization New American Economy, representing more than 500 mayors and CEOs from all 50 states who are highlighting the contributions of immigrants. Bloomberg's New American Economy group was formed in 2013 to push for passage of the Gang of Eight bill, which would have boosted stockholders and also flatline wages for at least 10 years, according to the Congressional Budget Office. The bill provided an amnesty for all illegal aliens, doubled the annual inflow of legal immigrants to 2 million, even as 4 million Americans turn 18 each year, and allowed an unlimited inflow of foreign college graduates. The rate of return on capital would be higher than on labor, under the legislation than under current law throughout the next two decades, says the CBO report, titled The Economic Impact of S. 744. The legislation would particularly increase the number of workers with lower or higher skills but would have less effect on the number of workers with average skills. The wages of lower and higher skilled workers would tend to be pushed downward slightly, by less than 0.5%, relative to the wages of workers with average skills, said the CBO report. Bloomberg's NEA website tries to build support for amnesty and more immigration by producing many studies. For example, a January 2020 report boasted that new data shows immigrants make up more than 60% of Middlesex County's STEM workers and nearly half of business owners.